Yes, welcome. So there are some seats up front, and there's also seating always on the floor, and this is camp. So come on up if you would. My name is Lester Zook. I lead the outdoor ministry major here at EMU, and just a little more involvement before we settle in. So would you stand up if you've ever been camping? Cool. All right, you can sit down. Stand up if you've been to a Christian camp. Great, sit down. In the last 2 years. Look at this. All right, have a seat. Stand up if you have served on a camp staff. Wow, great. All right, sit down. Stand up if you are wearing a camp t-shirt today. And now look at the person next to you and say, "My camp's better than your camp." All right, you can have a seat. Thank you. And now, don't stand up, but think about this one. Would you go to work at a camp if you heard God calling you to this summer? We've invited two students just to share a little bit about how they've seen God work at camp, and then I've got a couple thoughts I'm going to share after that. So Jonathan and Tyler are just going to chat with us a little bit about their experience. So you guys can rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. All right. Come on up, Tyler. You can hang out here, too. So, all right. Don't trip.
All right. So I guess this is fitting that we're on a platform because this is some of what I wrote down. But I'm just going to read this since I'm not the greatest speaker. Everyone has their own platform, and we are influenced by the people around us. And some people use their platform to do good things, and others for selfish reasons. And I know that I have a sphere of influence to a certain degree over the people that I interact with, and that's my platform. And working at a camp gives you a great context for ministry, that the separate and intentional focus on God in His wonderful creation. And we can grow an abundant amount in this environment, and as you interact with campers and other staffers, my experience is that you will learn a lot, and you will learn so much from every encounter that you have there. And so I'm just going to summarize a story from my last summer working at Rocky Mountain Mennonite Camp as a counselor, and the amazing opportunity and platform that working at a camp can provide. So One theme that I was writing down in my journals pretty much every night when I was at camp was I was asking God to show me how to love and really love like Him. And God answered that request, and His name was Tim. And so this kid was caused by far the most challenging and yet rewarding weeks of camp for me. And Tim was assigned to my cabin, and I was warned that he had a lot of behavioral problems. And he had a very selfish attitude and was very rude and always bullied other campers and was verbally abusive and just going down the list. And I could tell that he was really starved for attention and that he was just doing these things to get attention, and so he would act out. And so I kind of became his conscience for the week and was just kind of shadowing him everywhere he went as his counselor. And I did my best to manage him and the rest of my cabin, and the week seemed to go just be dragging on and on. But by the last day, things had improved a lot, and we were getting along relatively well, and he was much more well-behaved at campfires and stuff like that. And that was really saying something because he acted like he hated me most of the week, and he especially didn't like the other counselors. So I thought that it was cool that he respected me by then. But then the most meaningful thing was when the last day he tried to get away without saying goodbye, and by the time I caught him, he was already in the car in the parking lot, ready to leave. And I caught up to him and I said, "Thought you could get away without saying goodbye," and then he just smiled his defiant you can't make me do anything, smile. But then, like, he got out and gave me a hug and, like, gave me a real smile. And that meant a lot to me. And so the moral of that is you can never know the impact that you make on someone. And a lot of times at camp, you won't know really what impact you made on the camper, but they're real cool times and experiences that you have and that you impact on other kids. And so using that platform, I think camp is a great way to experience the wonder and perspective that God's creation and people can give you. So.
I'm Tyler Yoder. I worked at two camps, but I was at camp for three summers, and so I'm going to kind of summarize those. My first camp was a camp in Michigan, where I'm from. It was right after high school, and I went there, and it's a camp that caters to kids from inner city Flint that come out of troubled homes. And if you don't know anything about inner city Flint, it's pretty bad. So these kids would come in. It was my first week there. We had had a weekend of training, and then we had kids. And my first week, it was my first time really interacting with anybody younger than me. And so it was kind of interesting. But the first night, there were two kids there that were just really rowdy and talking to each other about all night. And I told them at one point, it was probably like 2 a.m. I was like, guys, you just need to go to sleep. If you keep talking, I'm going to make you switch beds tomorrow. And they're like, haha, whatever. And so they kept talking. And then in the morning, I told them to switch beds. And they're like, what? I didn't think you were serious. So then they got really mad at me and I was like, oh, maybe that was not smart because none of these kids hate me. But those two kids, Nick and Colby, they were the most, I don't know, they impacted me the most that entire summer. By the end of the week, they both, I don't know, I guess they turned around from hating me to respecting me, because they would come up to me and just ask me it was their first experience ever, first exposure to the church in any sort of sense ever. And it started off the week, I was pulling them off of other kids while they were fighting. And then at the end of the week, they were coming up to me and asking me these really good questions about God. And it was their first exposure to it. And it was just, I don't know, it impacted me a lot, seeing that transformation throughout the week. And then the next summer, I worked at Rocky Mountain Mennonite Camp as a counselor. And that summer, when I went to college, I kind of discovered how introverted I really am. And so at the camp before, when I had time off, I'd hang out with other counselors and we'd do Bible studies sometimes. But then at Rocky Mountain, on my time off, I was like, I'm just going to go walk through the woods by myself. And that summer was a lot of growing for me, because I never really had to rely on myself to keep my faith strong. I kind of relied on other people all the time. And so that summer, it was in my times alone when I found that I actually had to get out my Bible and read it, or do devotions or prayer of some sort, instead of just enjoying my time by myself, or else I wouldn't have enough strength to get through the week. And so that summer was a lot more of a summer where I learned about myself, and also had great times with the campers. And then last summer, I skipped a summer at camp, and then last summer I went back to Rocky Mountain Camp as program director, and I learned a lot about all the things that go on behind the scenes at camp. Like, as a counselor, you don't really think about everything, but when you're program director and you're making all these schedules and you're there's just a lot of things there. And it was really interesting trying to figure out programs that the kids would enjoy and actually get something out of, and trying to be true to what God is calling us to do with the campers, and still making sure the campers have a really good time. Especially with technology nowadays, there's new rules every year about what you can do with your technology and stuff at camps, and trying to make a real experience for the kids with God, and also being true to the modern era was very difficult. And I also learned a lot about managing myself and managing others, and so that was a really interesting summer for me as well.
Thanks, guys. So what might we find if we go outdoors? What might we find if we go to camp, or even just out around here and enjoy the outdoors? Well, I always look for answers in the Bible. So who are some people in the Bible that went outdoors and what did they find there? Adam, in the garden, found a wife. And that happens at camp sometimes. Camps are pretty geographically isolated places, not a whole lot of other folks around. And so you come on staff and that person across the room, you think, no way, but by the end of the summer, they're looking pretty good. And so that might be what you find when you go to camp. Moses in the outdoors found the burning bush, and in that he heard God's voice speaking to him and giving him essentially his mission for the rest of his life. So you don't have to go to camp because you have it all figured out. Sometimes going outdoors, going to camp, can be a way of saying, God, I need to put myself somewhere where there are fewer distractions, where I can hear your voice a little more clearly. Job, at the end of his story, the outdoors became a way that God used to give Job an expanded view of who this God is. Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle soar at your command? Job needed a new picture of God, and he got it when he went outdoors. Elijah, after defeating the prophets of Baal, he ran away and he camped next to a brook and finally experienced God in a whole new way, not in a burning fire falling from heaven, but in a still small voice that comforted him, challenged him, and gave him the encouragement he needed to continue his life and his mission. And finally, Jesus himself went to the wilderness, and there he met the tempter. And Jesus defeated the tempter there with God's word. So maybe for some of us, is our spiritual life, is your thought life, is your moral life being challenged? And do you need to experience some victory through God in that way? And we didn't mention Paul or David or Abraham or Jeremiah, other people who went to the outdoors, who went to the wilderness and met God in a new way and experienced God's call in their life. So that's the challenge, not just to serve for a summer at a camp, but to seek God and to seek God in the setting that he himself has created. So let me ask the question again. Would you go to camp? Would you serve this summer in the outdoors if you heard God calling you there? Will you bow with me? Gracious God, what an amazing world you have created. The outdoor world is your pure handiwork. Why are we surprised that when we venture there, we can experience your presence in deep, fresh, and new ways? And so this morning, we hear your call to find you, to seek you, and maybe also to serve you. We ask that you would speak in each of us, lead us in your way. Help us to be faithful today. Help us to honor you in the way we interact with others, in the way we approach our work and our free time. And help us to hear your voice in the bigger questions of life, where we go with our academic major, where we go with our summer, where we go as we live this life in faithfulness to you. In Christ's name, amen.